Good afternoon and welcome to Thompson Today on 1029 CHTM. I'm Navi Ball and my guest today is Constable Sandy Dibert with the Thompson RCMP Detachment. She's here to talk about what Thompson residents can do to make sure they're practicing safe driving behaviors this winter. Now, Sandy, before drivers even hit the road, what are some things they should do to make sure their vehicle is ready for the winter roads?
So an equipment check is always smart, making sure that all your lights are working, they're in good working order, tires are properly inflated, and that they're winter tires if possible. Make sure that you're gassed up if you're going anywhere for a long period of time, and that, most important, that the defrost is working inside your vehicle.
Now, how important is having winter tires for your vehicle? I know some people tend to stick to their all seasons during the winter, but could you go into that a bit more?
Sure. So winter tires do make a difference. The softer compound of the winter tires allows for quicker stopping distance and easier maneuvering in winter conditions. As well, with winter tires, you will get better traction and grip when trying to accelerate. In the winter, it takes longer to stop at intersections. There might be loose snow impeding your traction, and there could be ice. So being patient and having winter tires on your vehicle could help reduce collisions at intersections.
One thing I wanted to ask you about was the snow buildup on a vehicle. Obviously, people should clear all snow off their car before they drive around. But are there any repercussions drivers could face if they don't clear off the snow and then they're caught driving with it still on their vehicle?
So if you fail to remove the snow from, let's say, the top of your vehicle or the hood of your vehicle before you put your vehicle in motion, you could end up having snow covering your windshield and obstructing your view. So that's pretty dangerous. The windshield wipers are not going to be able to keep up with keeping your windshield clear with that amount of snow. As well, like the snow from your roof can cause other motorists to be blinded from that snow. And snow debris left on the roadway could cause accidents. So let's be a responsible driver. Brush off that snow of the roof of your vehicles. And as a motorist, you could be charged with driving with an unsecure load. And that could result in a $298 ticket.
Now, hitting the road, what are some of the most important things motorists should be aware of when driving in the winter?
So when hitting the highway, let's say for a trip out of town, make sure that you are fully gassed up. You have warm clothing, outdoor gear in the event you have vehicle difficulties. We know, living up north, that weather can change quickly and it's best to be prepared. Having a shovel, some sand maybe, a tow rope, flares, these items can really come in handy in a snowstorm. And also it's important that someone is aware of your travel plans and that you have not only a phone with you, but that it's either fully charged or you have the ability to charge it in the vehicle. You may also want some food and water, some snacks if you end up stopped on the side of the road in a storm. It's better to be over-prepared. Chances are that you won't need any of these items. However, if you do have them on hand, you will be ready for anything.
Now, on top of all this, it's also important for people to obey the law when driving in the winter, much like in the summer. Is that fair to say?
Of course it is. So driving a vehicle is not a right. It is a privilege. You must adhere to the laws that are being put in place for your safety. Wear your seatbelt, obey posted speed limits, pay attention to the road, and be aware of other drivers.
Yes, speaking more to the speed limit during harsh winter conditions, what should a driver do in regards to their speed?
So the posted speed limits are for ideal driving conditions, dry, clear, well-maintained roads. Winter weather is not considered ideal driving conditions, so speeds should be reduced to ensure safe driving is possible.
It's important for drivers to know what the road conditions are before they head out on their route. So where can they go to do that?
Yeah, so there's an app you can download on your phone, Manitoba 511, which will give you some road conditions on the highways in Manitoba.
Now, was there anything else about winter driving in Thompson you wanted to talk about today?
Yeah, I just want to say that we all share the road, motorists and pedestrians alike. As the snow accumulates, let's be aware of children walking to school, darting out from behind snowbanks unseen until the last minute. Reduce your speed, recognize that you'll require a more lengthy stopping distance, and let's keep each other safe this upcoming winter.
Well, thank you again, Sandy, for taking the time to chat with me today about winter road safety.
Well, great. Thanks for having me, Navi.
All right. That was Constable Sandy Dibert with the Thompson RCMP. For this edition of Thompson Today on 1029 CHTM, I'm Navi Ball.